The next time you have a plastic bottle in your hand, check out the bottom. You'll probably find a little number with a recycle symbol around it. You might think, great, this is recyclable. But it turns out those handy little symbols aren't meant for us consumers at all.
It's created nothing but trouble through history because people see that and they think it means that the container is recyclable.
Patty Moore is president of Moore Recycling Associates. It's a consulting firm that focuses on plastics recycling. She says those little numbers were put in place so the recycling industry could know what kind of plastic the bottles were made out of. It doesn't mean that the plastic is actually recyclable.
They put the recycling symbol on there because it was to distinguish it from other symbols that might be on the bottle. And they didn't even say that the kind of plastic it was necessarily recyclable. It was just a code so recyclers could identify the resin.
So even if you see that recycle symbol, it doesn't mean the container can go in the recycling bin. Moore says recycling plastic packaging is tricky. That's because all plastics are not created equal. They're made of different resins. They often melt at different temperatures, so they have to be recycled separately, if they're recyclable at all. Patty Moore says in the U.S., we're doing a pretty decent job of recycling plastic bottles. She says most cities are happy to take your soda bottles, milk jugs, and detergent containers. Usually that means any bottle that has a narrow neck and a little one or two on the bottom. But then it gets really complicated. There are those numbers 3 through 7, and sometimes you'll see something with a number 1 on it, but it's not a bottle with a narrow neck, or maybe there's no number at all. So I packed a bunch of those confusing containers into one giant plastic bag and went to see Melinda Erling. She runs a nonprofit recycling center near my house. First up, a cookie container with a number 1 on it and a recycle symbol, just like you see on soda bottles. I've tried to recycle it in the past.
Well, I'm so glad you brought this. This is one of those plastic containers you get at the grocery store. Probably had a cake in it, looks like, or chocolate chip cookies. It's not recyclable like the soda bottles.
Erling says my cookie container has slightly different chemical properties from soda bottles. So even though the container looks like it should be perfectly recyclable, it's not at all.
So we've got one of these blue, looks like a, you know, like a Dixie cup or a blue plastic plate that you'd have at a picnic, and it's the same kind of thing. This actually doesn't even have a symbol on it. It might be polystyrene or something like that, but again, that's something that's not recyclable.
So landfill.
Yeah, exactly, landfill.
Everybody's favorite,
bubble wrap. Sure, everyone's going to be jealous. That's always fun. We take this, but I think you really have a better use for this. We always like to tell people if you can reuse it, it's a much better use than recycling because it's less resource intensive, and it's not at the end of its useful life.
So you can keep the bubble wrap and use it again. It turns out all these plastic bags I brought are recyclable, but you usually can't put them in a curbside bin for pickup. You have to bring them to a drop-off center or back to the store. That's if you can find where you're supposed to put them.
You know, a lot of the grocery stores used to accept them in-house, and I think there was a trend away from that because it was more of a contamination problem than anything else, that people would see an open receptacle at the grocery store and they might put other types of bags or trash or a coffee cup or something. And so I know that at grocery stores I go to, there's a collection point, but they just don't advertise it the way they used to.
Erling says the bottom line with all these containers is whether they can be recycled into something new. For example, those grocery bags might be mixed with wood pulp and made into plastic lumber.
You know, what's out there? Is somebody making something out of this product into something new and can sell it? And that really drives demand and whether we can collect it and then turn around and recycle it.
Still, it's so confusing. You might feel like throwing the whole pile of stuff away. But Melinda Erling says there are a few things you can do instead. She says you can start by badgering your local officials to look for new markets for plastic containers. Erling says you can also vote with your dollars and avoid buying packaging that's not easily recyclable, or try to buy packaging with some recycled content to help create demand for it. For the Environment Report, I'm Rebecca Williams.